For years, Krista McGlory has written a genius column for Food 52 called Genius Recipes. They're the recipes she's collected from authors and chefs that can change the way you cook. You know, the ones that are simpler than you ever could have imagined, or ones that you make once and you know you have to memorize and make over and over again, or just the ones that make you go, oh, that's how you do it. Anyway, she's got a new collection of these recipes called Genius Desserts. So of course we had to go to their test kitchen and get some pre-holiday pie pointers. So hi, Kristen. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for being here.
Here at beautiful Food 52 Studios. So we are brethren in that we are both in the business of trying to help people on their Thanksgiving days while they're cooking their hearts out for their friends and family. We do Turkey Confidential, which is a live two-hour show where people call in and be like, oh my God, my turkey's still frozen. And we say, maybe serve them something else. And like try to find 45 creative ways of saying that. But you at Food 52 have had a live hotline on Thanksgiving for how long?
Oh my gosh. I think since about the time that we launched, maybe not in 2009, but a good going on a decade now.
Yeah.
And our hotline is live all year round, but Thanksgiving is when it really gets going. The community's there to answer questions from other home cooks, but we also want to make sure that no question sits for longer than 10 minutes. We all take the responsibility really seriously, as I'm sure you do, and we get a lot of the turkey defrosting.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk to you specifically about desserts, because you have a new book, Genius Desserts, and because you are in the business of finding genius recipes. So I'm like a fairly chill cook. That's a lie. I just cooked dinner for 20 of my family and I was freaking out the entire time. But I am a far less chill baker. And I imagine there's probably a lot of people who feel the same way. But I want to know, over the 9 years you've been doing this Thanksgiving hotline, what are the pie issues that people come screaming about?
All kinds of stuff. Their filling is too soggy, or their crust has crumbled or is dry, or custard pies have their own special hairballs with, you know, if it cracks or if it isn't set, and, you know, no one's sure when exactly it's going to be set. There's lots of anxiety around pie, and between the hotline and this cookbook and kind of everything we do at Food 52, we would love to make it as chill as possible for everyone by both giving them solutions to every problem we can think of, but also just the pep talk of like, anything that goes wrong, you can fix one way or another, whether it's about hiding it cleverly, rebranding the dessert as something else entirely, or in some cases of everything just going totally wrong, having a plan B that you can bust out at the last minute.
Yeah. What's a good rebranding?
Like, say you like the look of the filling of your pie, but you don't like the look of the crust. You could scoop out the filling and turn it into a trifle. Or if it's a fruit pie, put it into a shallow dish and put a crumble over the top, and suddenly it's a fruit crisp. So you can have some of these backup plans in mind. You can hide.
Okay, so tell me about your genius hide for a pie that got cracked in the oven.
So you could certainly hide it with whipped cream, easy. But what I really love doing is basically you mix up a pecan praline that you smear over the top and broil, and then that disguises everything you would want to disguise. And it's basically like pecan pie meets pumpkin pie.
Ooh! That's so good!
It's really good.
Show me.
Sure, okay. I will show you. So we have a totally intentionally cracked pumpkin pie. We totally meant to do it. And I also have in front of me some chopped pecans, some brown sugar, a little bit of melted butter.
Okay.
And just a little bit of cream.
Okay.
So I'm just literally stirring these things together, and they look like kind of the goo from pecan pie, the good stuff.
Yeah. But a little softer, a little more liquid.
Yeah, so all you do is just scoop that over your pumpkin pie.
Your fully baked pumpkin
pie. Your fully serviceable pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you're already beautiful in its own way, but slightly cracked pumpkin
pie. But maybe, just a little cracked. And actually, I discovered that there are a lot, like over a million pumpkin pecan pie hybrids on the internet when I started researching this, and I was shocked. But This is the only one I found where you take a fully complete pumpkin pie and
top it.
Yes. Yeah. So others, you know, you have to get the layers just right, bake them at the right amount of time. This one, you take your fully done pie and then just broil it for a couple minutes until the top is sizzly.
Yeah.
But you do have to make sure, because we don't want to invite more Thanksgiving disasters, you do have to make sure that you have covered the crust with foil.
Okay.
To protect it from charring.
Yeah, this thing looks like my mom at the hair salon.
Yes.
So yeah, okay, so you've now smeared this beautiful pecan business all over the filling of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
You have covered the entire crust in aluminum foil.
Yes.
And now
we go to the oven where the broiler's going, and we have a rack 6 inches below.
Beautiful.
And then, very importantly, we don't walk away at this point.
Okay.
Because this happens very fast. And actually, you can even just leave the oven open if you just want to like really be monitoring.
Oh, just like watch it broil.
Yeah. Because what you'll see is the brown sugary business will start to bubble. And if your broiler's a little uneven or if it's got that really direct stream of heat down the middle or something, you can just use your pot holders and rotate the pie as needed. And just watch for it to get bubbly and the nuts to look a little more golden.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's not really rocket science, right? Like once it starts bubbling, is that kind of good?
That's it.
You need to let it go for a minute after it bubbles?
Yeah. And then you could serve it warm and gooey if you want. I like to let it cool again so that the top gets a little bit like a crystalline crunchy crust on top.
Like a brulee.
Like
a creme brulee.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the beauty of having this cool, though, is like you said, that sugary topping will chill, literally will chill. It will cool down, and then it will have that crackly, brulee, crunchy kind of texture, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay. So let's go in and get a slice.
The sound of that crust is just outlandish. Shall we?
We shall. So, when I first heard about this, I thought, pecan and pumpkin, that's a little much. But I actually, after I tasted it, realized they really complement each other nicely.
What you don't hear at home is me shaking my head. No, you only want them together forever.
Because you've got the crackly, sweet top. You've got the really smooth pumpkin, the spice, the fall flavors. You know, the pumpkin is not too sweet, so they balance each other out really nicely, I think.
Yeah. This is not a fix. Like, I want to do this all the time.
And you totally can, and it's really handy, actually, if your family, some people want pecan, some people want pumpkin, and you can't be bothered to make both, this is the perfect solution.
Yeah. Okay, so real talk.
Yes.
Not everyone's going to make a pumpkin pie. If you have another kind of pie, would this work?
Well, certainly sweet potato. That's an easy...
Bingo.
Easy swap. You know, it'd be great on apple, actually. Say your top crust looks a little wonky, your lattice was not what you imagined, pull the lattice off, put the praline on top, and then...
Broil away.
Broil away, yeah. It becomes apple, pecan, praline pie.
Gorgeous. Okay, so say everything is a disaster. You tried to broil the pie, and you walked away, and even that's burnt. Oh my God, I have no dessert to offer my guests. What do you say, Kristen?
I say, as long as you have 3 ingredients on hand, you can have dessert anytime you need it with these cookies from Dory Greenspan. She calls them the cookies that she makes when she hears a friend's coming over and she has nothing on hand.
Mm-hmm.
I call them the cookies that you can make and they're ready before the oven beeps, because you just stir 3 ingredients together with a fork, scoop them onto a sheet, and you hope that your oven's preheated by now.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Sure. Okay.
And the 3 ingredients are, you have 1 egg.
Yes, 1 egg, some sliced almonds, and some sugar. That's it. Yep, watch me go.
Okay, broken egg.
Broken egg, sugar.
Pour the sugar. You're not even whisking the eggs.
I'm just together. The sugar and egg together.
Okay, so with a fork, you're just mixing the sugar and egg.
Mm-hmm. And
this is crazy.
She says to do this for about a minute, but just until it looks a little bit thicker.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of your sugar needs to dissolve a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'd say that looks a little thicker. And now the almonds go in.
Uh-huh.
And then just give that a stir until they're coated. And then you'll immediately scoop it.
You're done. You're putting them on the baking sheet right now. That was it. I mean, it still needs to bake.
It still needs to bake for about 20 minutes at 325. So that's when you have time to like throw your dishes in the dishwasher and make some tea for your friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And because they're only these three ingredients, they happen to be gluten-free, dairy-free. You can make them nut-free if you use big coconut flakes instead. So for anyone who's coming for Thanksgiving, you're pretty set.
Yeah.
I'm just taking a tablespoon and like filling it 2/3 full and just scooping that onto this parchment lined baking sheet, and then take a fork and just kind of flatten them a little bit to help them along with into their like cookie shape.
Yeah, yeah.
So these go into a preheated oven for 20 minutes at 325, and you have your magical three ingredient cookies. And then bake those off, and I have the cookies here for you to try.
There we go.
So we don't have to wait 20 minutes.
They're super delicate looking. Like even when you pick them in their hand, they feel so light. That's what it sounds like if you break it apart. Oh, so good.
Yeah, they're very light. They're meringue-like, even though you didn't have to whip the whites separately. They've got a bit of a meringue-y quality
to
them.
Yeah, like how they sort of puffed in the oven and just like the very edge of the egg just sort of set around and made like a really beautiful crisp coating on these almonds. This is so lovely. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
And may all your Thanksgiving desserts come exactly the way you want them. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Kristen McGlory's new book is called Genius Desserts. Find the recipes for that no-stress pie dough, pumpkin pie with pecan crunch, and Dory's Almond Crackle Cookies at splendidtable.org.